What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Friday, May 1st, 2020. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have a lot to talk about today. The lovely lady Claire will be joining us in hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, answering the phones, ready to put you on the air with your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. And before we go any further, next week we're starting some new rules to get the phone situation back under control. And the rule is going to be for Monday through Thursday, okay, there will be no calls taken in the first hour of the show. We'll take calls in the second hour of the show. On Fridays, when Lady Claire is here with us, we'll take calls in the bottom half of each hour. So for the next 30 minutes, I'm not taking any calls. And then at the bottom of the hour, I'll start taking calls if I feel like it. One call per caller per day, one topic per caller per day, so that we don't have these people come in and talk about Joe Biden and they say, oh, one more thing, and then they go off into chemtrails or something like that. And speaking of chemtrails, this is a politics and science radio show, and so the kooky stuff we don't want to deal with. If they did an X-Files episode about it, it's not appropriate to talk about on the show. So let's get into things. The big news today is that Joe Biden finally broke his silence on the Tara Reid sexual assault allegations, and he's out there saying they aren't true. They never happened. If I had a stack of Bibles, I would put my hand on there and reassure that, you know, if it really happened, may God strike me glancing blow. And then he went on to an interview in MSNBC's Morning Joe, and he's trying to basically repair the damage that has been done to the Me Too movement, where he's out there saying, well, you know, every woman has a right to be heard. And then it goes on to say, you know, but we shouldn't just automatically believe them, which, of course, was not what he was saying back when it was Kavanaugh who was in the crosshairs. So Joe Biden, apparently aware that people are concerned about his Senate records over at the University of Delaware, asked the National Archives to open his personal files, but still won't open his personal archive of his Senate years over at the University of Delaware. Now, the interesting thing is that some of Biden's campaign people accessed those sealed Senate records shortly after Biden's presidential campaign took off. So Biden's people have already been in there. Have the files been tampered with is the operant question here. And, of course, if they have been tampered with, if items are missing. You know, the problem is Democratic leadership has botched this right from day one. As soon as Tara Reid got on air, what they should have done was say, yeah, it's an allegation. We have an allegation here. And Biden could have denied it, and then everybody shut up about it and just let it sort of die of old age. But now they've turned it into a cause celeb, Biden's prolonged silence, because the fact that he's out here denying it today, and Nancy Pelosi is out there saying that she's just absolutely satisfied with the way Biden is handling this situation. He waited way, way, way too long. And that cemented this in the minds of the voting public. Pulling that Larry King segment off of Google Play, that just made things worse. And so this is going to be a slow burn of a scandal between now and November. They're stuck with it. The Democrats are stuck with it. I don't know who their political strategist is. They're not very good. Whatever they're being paid, it's way, 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 way too much. Because they keep making these stupid mistakes. They really do. And because of past situations with, you know, Bill Clinton and the Kavanaugh hearings and Me Too and the rest of it, this idea that Biden groped this girl, you know, shoved his hand up her skirt and diddled about, if you will, that's going to resonate with a lot of people, especially the woman's vote. And other issues like, you know, the economy is going to be playing a factor in the November election. The rest of it, though, is a little too abstract. You know, we have possibly one of the biggest scandals in the FBI history unfolding right before us right now. We'll get into that in a minute. But it is abstract for those who don't pay attention to the FBI. And for those of us who know what the FBI is really like, it's like, no big deal. They do this all the time. They've been doing it all. Go back and look at COINTELPRO. Look how they railroaded James Earl Ray. Look how they harassed and tried to intimidate Martin Luther King. You know, this is just business as usual, what Peter Strzok tried to do to General Flynn. It's what the FBI does. You know, fools, bumblers, and idiots, FBI. Anyway, apparently over at MSNBC, Chris Hayes has been devoting a lot of coverage to the Biden scandal. Bidengate, I guess we can call it. Go ahead and call it Bidengate. And it is getting a lot of media coverage all of a sudden, because the corporate media is realizing that the independent media was covering this for about a month while they stayed silent. Now they're trying to make up for lost time. Say, see, we're covering the story. We're giving it the coverage it deserves. And, you know, we were there first, which is a blatant lie. So Chris Hayes is out there giving it a lot of coverage at MSNBC. And Democrats are saying, how dare you? How dare you dare to dare to dare to dare? They're demanding he be fired. And again, look at the contrast between what's going on with Biden and what's going on, what happened with Brett Kavanaugh and even Donald Trump himself. And look at how they're trying to protect Joe Biden the way they protected Bill Clinton. And you can see hypocrisy is written there all in capital letters in 24-point type. Double standard. Moment 11. So one of the founders of the Me Too movement is out there actually on Biden's side on this thing, trying to say, well, you know, yeah, we've got to hold him accountable, but he could still be elected just because he groped out his staffer. That's really no big deal. We'll hold him accountable for that. You know, bad, 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 bad. Joe Biden, don't ever let us catch you doing that again. And we're going to vote you into the presidency. Insane. Just insane. All right, getting on back to Jeffrey Epstein, one of his victims, Maria Farmer, along with her younger sister, they were the first ones to blow the whistle to the FBI all the way back in 1996. And apparently in a recent interview with journalist Whitney Webb, they came on out naming what they describe as the head of the snake of the Epstein Network's operation in America. At this point, it's pretty obvious Epstein was an Israeli spy. His job was to entrap and blackmail the rich and powerful here in the United States of America. And apparently, Israel billionaire Les Wexner was described as the head of the snake by Maria Farmer and her sister. So it was an intelligence operation. And the big question is now, where are all those files? Where are all those incriminating videos? Rich and powerful with underage young girls. Ted Cruz has come on out on the side of free speech, saying that YouTube and Google should not have the power to censor speech, particularly on critical issues of concern. Now, the context for his comment had to do with these two doctors in California who made a video talking about whether the lockdown was really necessary or even effective, and YouTube took them down, which has prompted a backlash. And again, that was the wrong thing to do. Just ignore it. It'll go away. Instead, when you go out there and you're actively seen as trying to block it, you're going to be in trouble here. The First Amendment is an absolute. The Cherry Sisters case established that legally in this country. The First Amendment applies to everybody and everything. If you are in a public space, which includes the internet, the First Amendment does apply. Or it applies to nobody. You don't have freedom of speech, you have permitted speech. Now, if you're over there on the East Coast, you may or may not have had a chance to see the Navy Blue Angels and the Air Force Thunderbirds do flyovers to honor the first responders. And don't get me wrong, I love the Blue Angels. I've seen them many times. I've seen the Thunderbirds. They used to come out to Hawaii and practice right over my house, actually, at one time. And it was great to watch and everything. But knowing what it costs to run the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds, would that money not have been better spent buying face masks and face shields for the first responders? We're hearing about all these critical shortages of face shields and masks, and yet the government can spend all this money for these flyovers. That's a lot of money. I mean, it's not like the people stop working, they don't get paid. They get paid anyway. But if you, I mean, just the fuel costs alone of getting these aircraft to where they're going to go, doing the flyovers, and then flying to wherever next it is they're going to do a flyover – I mean, they're going through more fuel on a single flight than you probably go through in an entire year in your car. Okay, so let's talk about coronavirus, COVID-19. Genetic studies are showing there was a variant of COVID-19 already in France before the virus arrived from China and Italy. So apparently it's been around for a little bit longer than people thought, and China may be off the hook as the source of it. Maybe it began someplace else and was taken to China. What virologists have found is the dominant types of COVID-19 in France differed from those that arrived from China or Italy and belonged to another group or clade, they call them there. Five major U.S. airlines are all going to require passengers to wear their masks, and that is Delta, American, United, Frontier, and JetBlue. So far, Southwest Airlines is the lone holdout among the nation's biggest airlines. Now, here in Indiana, as of today, the shelter-in-place order is rescinded, but masks are now mandatory in areas where social distancing is impossible. Claire's in the kitchen rattling the pots and pans. Okay, over in California, Governor Newsom's been getting into an argument with a lot of the beach communities, which rely on those beaches for tourism dollars and their economy. And he's closed them all, then he opened up some. Now he's threatening to close them all again. And Huntington City officials are considering the option of suing Governor Newsom over the order to close the beaches. Elon Musk is doubling down on his demands that people being given back their God-blank freedom. Apparently, his Tesla plant in California is shut for another month, and he's calling the lockdown as fascist, and he's maintaining that and saying it's time for it to end. By the way, I was noticing on Fox News just before airtime here, there are major protests in many cities against the lockdowns. And in some cases, the people attending those protests are carrying arms. So it's getting linked with the Second Amendment movement, the freedom movement. I just hope nobody does something stupid, you know, that makes everybody look bad. Or that the government doesn't go on out there with a sniper and shoot somebody and say, it was them. It was those Second Amendment gun nuts. Now, several major big box retailers had walkouts today, this being May Day, Labor Day. Not our Labor Day, but it's Labor Day in other countries. And there were walkouts at stores like Walmart over the working conditions. Meanwhile, over at Costco, Costco was mandating that the shoppers, as well as the employees, wear masks. Don't get rid of those masks just yet. We have that here in Indiana. We're allowed to go back into the stores in reduced numbers, but we have to wear the mask. It's no longer an option here. Despite the COVID-19, employees in Texas and Iowa are told to get back to work or lose unemployment benefits. And the reason for that is it turned out, pardon me, that most people who were put on furlough because of COVID-19 were actually making more money off their unemployment benefits than they were off of their jobs when you subtracted out the gas to get to work and having to dress up and the rest of it. And they were really kind of liking that, maybe a little too much. So now Texas and Iowa are basically saying, look, if your job is there, go back to it, or we're going to cut off your unemployment benefits anyway. All right. Statistics are looking a little grim. One in every three coronavirus patients who go into the hospital never come out, and half of those on a ventilator die. There is still that issue if too much pressure in the ventilator is causing lung damage, causing blood clots to form, which can lead to strokes and heart attacks. Shouldn't be rushing this stuff. Really, really shouldn't it? Okay, so everyone's been talking about hydroxychloroquine or chloroquine or even just plain old quinine. Now they're focusing on remdesivir. And they're asking, is it really a wonder drug for coronavirus patients? And apparently there are two studies out now. One study says it has no benefit to the infected. There's another study that says it showed fantastic results. Clearly, they both cannot be right. Somebody somewhere is either incompetent or they're fudging the results. I'm going to take a wild guess here that the study that found fantastic results was funded by a pharmaceutical company that sells Remdesivir. Say that one three times fast. All right. In the international news, over in the South China Sea, the United States has sent yet another ship on a freedom of navigation operation. And they're just going to keep on poking China until China pokes back. It's very alarming that in the middle of all this COVID-19 and economic disaster, that we are seeing the war machine moving forward relentlessly. Britain's £3 billion warship HMS Queen Elizabeth has set sail for an 8-week deployment, despite two of the 700 crew on board being removed after testing positive for coronavirus. Turkey is vowing to defend the Tripoli-based government against Haftar dictatorship in Libya. Ankara, Wednesday, accused Eastern Libya's commander, Khalifa Haftar, of seeking to create a military dictatorship and vowed to defend the country's Tripoli-based government. Now, to clarify things for you right now, the Tripoli-based government is the, quote, internationally approved government of Libya, end quote. In other words, the government that the U.S. put together to throw in there after Gaddafi was killed. Only the people of Libya didn't want to live under puppet rule and basically drove these people from power. And leading the Libyan people to regain control of their country for the Libyan people is this Haftar. So, anyway, Israeli helicopters have carried out attacks in southern Syria. Now, par for the course. Israel's always shooting at somebody here. This is an interesting story, though. This came out of UNS.com. Apparently, there's an historian, and even more interesting, it's an Israeli historian, okay, discovered where that 6 million dead figure came from that we've been hearing relentlessly since the end of World War II. It was invented at a Zionist conference in 1944, more than a year before the war in Europe ended and a real census could be taken, and a year before the Red Army entered Auschwitz. Of course, we know where the 6 million figure comes from. It comes from a prophecy in the Hebrew religion, the Jewish religion, that after 6 million are lost, the Jews can return to the Holy Land. And that's why that number keeps cropping up over and over again. They were using it in World War I. 6 million Jews are suffering and starving and dying, and you've got to help us. They're running more commercials right now about, you know, Passover, and we have these Holocaust survivors, and, you know, they're just barely hanging on. Please send money. Well, what happened to all the money we've already sent to the Holocaust survivors? What about all the Holocaust reparations money? Where did that go? Well, you know, administrative costs, and, you know, we had to get more paper for the computers and ink. You know what those ink cartridges cost. So we only had a few kopecks left over for the Holocaust survivors. That's why we need you to send more money. Okay. Well, this is Friday. The new rules don't apply till next week, so we're going to go ahead and take a phone call from Joe in Houston. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just wanted to talk about the irony of ironies here, which is, you know, we all remember all the outrage by the feminists and the women about Trump when he said, you know, women will let you grab them by the pussy if you're famous and rich. And now we have Biden, who actually did grab him by somebody by the pussy. And excuse the word, but, I mean, that's what he said, and it's been vetted. And there's nothing. There's crickets. The same people, like, you know, in my family, too, that were always talk about Trump, the pee-grabber.
Okay, Joe?
How vile. Yes.
Joe, stay on the line. Okay, got to hold you over the commercial break. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And welcome back to our show. We're talking with Joe in Houston, and we were talking about this comment that had been put forward that if somebody is rich and powerful enough, that women will let them get away with a quick grab or. And I certainly saw a lot of that in Hollywood. I mean, you know, the girls were coming on to the producers and directors and casting directors. I even got hit on once myself by an actress, a particularly dumb one, because visual effects producers have no pull in the show. But it is a reality of life. As far as Biden is concerned, at the time he was a senator. And obviously the way he behaves, grabbing the staffer, and there's seven other women who have now come forward to say he attacked them. Plus, we have all these videotapes of him inappropriately touching girls, women. So he obviously believes he can get away with this stuff.
Well, I guess in this world these days, if you support the feminist cause, you can rape and grab them by the pussy and do whatever you want. I mean, let's face it, that's what it's all about when it comes to feminism. It's about power. You know, one guy is all talk, Trump. He's just making a comment about the way it is, and it is true. If you are rich and powerful, you can grab the butt. The other one actually does the action, the crime, yet that's overlooked. I mean, all these women, they have those pink hats. Remember, there were 20 million of them walking around Washington Well, I'd like to see some see them dust them off and wear them now and have a protest against Biden. And I'd like to see signs wherever Biden goes saying, hey, Joe, what are you doing grabbing them by the pussy? You know, but you won't see that because they're all hypocrites. And it all gets back to that. You know, if he's our boy, he can do whatever he wants. Look at Willie Clinton, the rapist. I mean, same thing. So, I wanted to call you yesterday real quick about Flynn and a story about Flynn that's being overlooked by most of the media. I know you've talked about it, but I think the real story and the real interesting thing to watch for and to watch is going to be what's going to happen to that law firm, Covington, the one that Eric Holder sits on, that actually railroaded Flynn along with the prosecutor. They had a little backroom deal going on. Now, General Flynn is probably going to own that law firm, and hopefully he can sue the people that sit, like Eric Holder and a lot of other deep state, well-connected politicians. So the real story here, besides what's going to happen in the Justice Department, is what's going to happen. I mean, General Flynn will probably be a billionaire after this is all over. I mean, there's some real deep-pocket people that committed some serious crimes against him, and a law firm that will do that is really going to be up, creek. And I just want something I want people to be aware of, to look for. It's a story that's kind of being ignored. And to me, it's almost as big of a story, because when you hire legal representation, you don't expect them. I mean, that's against every code of law in the book for them to do what they did to General Flynn. But the deep state,
you've obviously not spent a lot of time with lawyers.
Well, I know, but to have them get caught, when they
True.
Get caught, they're
not very good
lawyers. They're smart. It's like that one guy, Priestep, writing notes. What kind of moron, do we have in the FBI that he would put that down on notes to begin with? You know, he just basically wrote a note about the crimes that he was committing against General Flynn. So these people, some people can be smart but have no common sense. You know, I see a lot of that these days. And hope, like I said, it's something to watch for. I think their name is Covington. I don't know the name of any of the other partners. But anyway, I'll keep an eye on for these pussy hat protests, but I doubt we'll see any. So have a nice day, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch over to Steve in West Virginia. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I got a couple things for you. First, you had a caller. I'm not going to mention any names because I listened to the program and afterwards yesterday, but you got a caller yesterday or the day before that mentioned, the blue states, how prosperous they are, and I want to point out one thing. The blue states that represent the Northeast, New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, they're only prosperous because of Wall Street. If you take Wall Street away from them, they're just like any other state. In fact, a lot of New York is very depressed. And Wall Street is completely parasitical. They don't create nothing. They create financial products. And, they're essentially what Jesus said. That's the money changers right there. And,
yes.
So they don't produce anything of value there. All they do, they make money by manipulating other money. And, they're probably what's hurt the country more than anything, since I've been alive. That's the worst thing that's happened in the country is the financialization of the country. So
yeah, I would agree.
If that caller thinks that that those areas, like you mentioned, their cities, that's the reason why they're so great. But they're not so great. They're actually bad for the country. And they're also a huge wealth transference vehicle. They do is transfer wealth to a small group of people. So that's their main thing. I've got two other things real quick.
Well, okay, Steve, we're going to hold you over this time. Okay. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
All right, welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Steve in West Virginia. And again, Steve, this is the last day in which you're allowed to do more than one topic per call. So you said you had one or two more things to talk about?
Yeah, well, I didn't realize that. We'll just make it one more thing, and I'll remember that.
Okay.
And that's a good idea, by the way. No, the other thing was is that you mentioned the other day that you know yippee-yay, you know, that Trump is leaving Afghanistan. Well, it looks to be like he's leaving Afghanistan, but he's getting ready to invade Venezuela, and he's doing so under the false guise of drug interdiction and human trafficking. He's getting ready to go into Venezuela to steal their oil and take their gold and put a puppet government in. And the Q people, the QAnon people, all believe it's, you know, for drugs and to save the children. I mean, I don't know how you can be that dense and gullible. But, you know, I mean, he's leaving. Apparently he's going to leave Afghanistan, whether I believe it or not. And he's going to go into Venezuela and steal Venezuela's gold and remove Maduro and steal their oil. I mean, this is not right. This is bad. And, you know, a couple other your callers have made, you know, the lesser of two evils argument. And, man, with the lesser of two evils argument, you're always moving. You may not move three steps back, but you're always moving. You're always moving backwards. You're never moving forward. And we gotta, you know, we gotta do something about that. I mean, I don't know how we're gonna defeat this, but it's gotta happen.
Well, my concern is the way Pompeo's talking about wanting to declare no-fly zones over both Venezuela and Iran, and Claire's going to be covering that in hour number two in a little bit more detail. Anyway, Steve, thanks a lot for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Corey in Connecticut. Hello, Corey. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. How's it going?
Going fine.
Yep. Benjamin Franklin once described democracy as two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
Yes.
Well, Michael, it seems to me that, at least in our current day and age, that democracy is more akin to a single wolf persuading a flock of sheep that eating lamb is good for you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do, and I like it.
Yeah. Now, Benjamin Franklin also went on to say that liberty is a well-armed sheep contesting the vote. And to that I ask, aren't sheep those who willingly lay down their arms in preference of authoritarian leaders, no matter how tyrannical they might be, whom they believe will protect them?
Well, I would go back to the original Declaration of Independence, where it says that abuse of governments are tolerated while evils are sufferable. But there does come a breaking point. And I think when I look at the protests that we're seeing right now in several cities about the lockdown orders, I think we've reached the insufferable point, because people are out there, they're losing their homes, they're losing their businesses. They're thinking about all the huge amounts of money that have been taken from them by the government throughout their lifetimes. And now that they are in trouble, what do they get? A $1,200 loan.
Yeah. I can see that point.
It's a raw deal.
Yeah. One thing I like to mention, that maybe it's not as bad in Indiana, where you are, but here in the Northeast, if I were to go to the supermarket and take off my mask, I won't be attacked by any tyrant. I will be attacked by an endless herd of sheep, you know, getting trampled upon. So I fear the sheep more than I fear any tyrant.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. Well, you know, Claire and I haven't tried going into a place without the masks yet, and we're probably going to continue to wear them because I don't feel like, you know, being trampled by the sheep. But I have noticed that a lot of people just aren't wearing the masks anymore.
Yeah, that's good news for me. But here in Connecticut, there's, you know, it's a little bit worse, and there's a lot more sheep in Connecticut. I wish I lived, you know, it was like more like Texas or even Michigan. They're protesting, but I don't see any protest here in Connecticut, unfortunately. But anyway, there's one thing I just wanted to mention on COVID-19, and that
yes.
is all the statistics, they only include the number of people who've died of COVID-19. They don't include the total number of deaths. Now, here on the CDC website, I've noticed, at least in 2018, there is no data for this year, and there's no the data for 2019 is incomplete. But in 2018, in April, a total of 233,000 people died just in the month of April. Now,
yes.
if this data or trend were to be consistent, then, well, approximately 60,000 people died last month, so the total number of people who died last month in the United States in April should be approximately, you know, somewhere between 290,000 and 300,000. So that's a piece of information that I wouldn't mind learning, if you could come across it, or any of your listeners could come across that information, you know, the totals, because then we could compare the COVID-19 death with the total number of deaths and see it, you know, if they conform or are consistent with one another.
Well, my understanding is that deaths from non-COVID, or at least we're being told, deaths from non-COVID sources are actually quite a bit down. Total morbidity is down from 2019, 2018. And there are allegations that because of the financial incentives involved, people who are dying of things other than COVID-19 are being listed as victims of COVID-19. They die of the regular flu, it's COVID-19. They die in a car accident, it's COVID-19. They get eaten by a shark, it's COVID-19. Because the medical establishment gets more money if they have patients listed as COVID-19. They get a lot of money if they can get them onto a ventilator.
Yeah, well, I bet that once the total number of deaths are reported, I don't think there will be much, if any, difference whatsoever. So in a sense, this pandemic, I really think, is a hoax. And also, I wonder, you know, of the 60,000 people that did die, reportedly, how many were treated with, like, hydroxychloroquine? You know, how many were given the option to be treated with that? Which, tragically, some people, you know, I mean, being put on a ventilator opposed to hydroxychloroquine is really, that's really drastic.
It is drastic, but again, there's a financial incentive to do it. And most people, when they're, you know, people put on ventilators, very few of them are coming off, you know, without permanent lung damage.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's absolutely terrible. I mean, if it were like someone that I loved or cared about, I would definitely go for the lesser of, you know, I would go with hydroxychloroquine, which, you know, I'd be willing to go with oxygen therapy.
Oxygen, the whole point of course is oxygenating the blood. Go with oxygen therapy. Anyway, Corey, we got a lot of callers and we're less than 20 minutes away from the Lady Claire joining us. So let's switch to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day to you, Michael. Aloha. Yeah, Michael, what's on my mind is the caller you had yesterday. He brought out a point about, and I want to talk about Flynn, too, for a second, but I want to talk about, the guy brought up the point that the numbers, there's 55% in New York. I think the guy's name is Jim from New York, saying 55% of the people, 55-45. Yeah, he's right about everything he's saying. And those are the cities that are where the Democrats get their votes to basically win these elections. But, you know, well, no matter what Donald Trump does for these people, Michael, if Donald Trump gave them $1 million, most of them will still vote Democrat. I mean, you got 85% of the Jewish population in New York, New Jersey, they're going to still always vote Democrat, no matter what Trump does. And all these other communities, a lot of these other minority communities, no matter what Trump does, they're still going to vote overwhelmingly Democrat. No matter, even if the Democratic Party's wrong, and I want him to understand that, no matter what Trump does about immigration, they're still going to vote against Trump. This is what these blue states are going to stay blue because they want the free, one, two, free, 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 free. And Trump is like saying, "Hey, man, what did you have? What did he tell the Afro-American community? You have, what do you have to lose with me?" And he's done a lot for them. But you know what? I don't think, I think he, maybe amazingly, he might get 20-25% of them. Amazingly, maybe. But I don't know. If Biden picks a female woman, I doubt it, Michael. And the same with the Jewish community. They're not in New York, Jersey, all these states that have a population of them. I don't understand it. They're going to still vote overwhelmingly for the Democratic Party. And let me ask you this, Michael. How does Bernie Sanders?
Well, hang on. There is unfortunately a reality in our society that people who strongly identify as Republican vote the straight Republican ticket no matter what. Then you've got the other side of the people who consider themselves Democrats so strongly that they'll vote the straight Democratic ticket no matter what. And both political parties keep an eye on those two factions, but they really focus on what are called the swing voters, which is about one third of the population who will go backwards and forwards based on the issues and the personalities.
Well, exactly. And that's, like I told you, like I've always been an independent registered voter. I'm not affiliated with any party. I'm an independent. I make up my own mind about the politic that be. And, you know, it's just perplexing to me, like, Vermont, Bernie Sanders seems to keep winning these Senate elections, but they don't have another candidate they can throw out other than Bernie Sanders. And he took down his platform because everybody thought he's a communist. So the people in Vermont evidently love this guy, Bernie, but they sure didn't want him in a general election or be president. So, you know, it's just perplexing to me. Now, getting back to Michael Flynn.
Let's go back to Michael Flynn.
I believe Michael Flynn is going to be exonerated Monday or Tuesday. I do believe he's going to win. Like your one caller said, I believe he's going to get multiple millions of dollars. I really think Flynn's going to be really well taken care of. That's all I got to say about that.
All right. Well, Trump is already dropping hints he's going to bring Flynn back into the administration. So thank you for the phone call, Tom. We're going to switch over to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Mike Flynn is a hawk on Iran, isn't he? I mean, I've heard
yes.
he's a very... So I was for Flynn at first, but, you know, President Kushner... I'm not so sure about. I'm just going to start calling Trump President Kushner because he has him doing the peace deal. He has him handling the coronavirus. You know, as far as I can tell. And I didn't want to, the red state blue thing is like Democrat versus Republican. If you just admit America's an oligarchy, like your last caller called in and criticized democracy. Well, a republic leads to oligarchy, which we have. So the republic thing failed a long time ago, probably before the Civil War.
Well, democracies can lead to oligarchies because as soon as you have a majority, the first thing they do is vote stuff away from the minority.
Well, but republic, so do oligarchy. I mean, it's an oligarchy now because it was a republic. I mean, republics lead to oligarchies. That's what we got. That's what a republic is.
And I think you're oversimplifying. All governments tend towards oligarchy after time because the rich and powerful will corrupt the government to serve their own purposes.
Right. So I don't see why bash democracy. I'd rather have democracy than a republic where you just have turns into an oligarchy and you got a bunch of rich. Because remember, it was a slave plantation, half the country to begin with. So that's why republic works, because you have a big slave plantation. And that's mostly where the heritage of the red states comes from.
Now, I would be very careful about that because, you know, the Southern Democrats grew up with that plantation issue.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, the Democrats were behind the KKK. And, you know, it's something that the Democrats are trying to live down. But historically, they had a strong support for slavery.
But I think the Southern strategy, the Republican Party kind of took that over. And I don't mind, you know, saying every group should have representation, including white people. And I think if we had that, it would break this whole red, blue, left, right paradigm. Because, look, the Republicans, I called mostly for pension reform, because if you fix most of these blue states are going broke because the government workers have these huge pensions. And, you know, if everything was rolled into Social Security, I think, that would fix a lot of these problems. But
well, look again, how badly Social Security has been managed. I mean, starting in the Clinton years, they started, and remember, Clinton's a Democrat. Starting in the Clinton year, they started plundering the Social Security Trust Fund, taking the money that was being built up for the baby boomer retirement, and they spent it as general revenue. And that's where Bill Clinton got his magic federal budget surplus, you know?
And Reagan did the tax cuts, too, that, you know, if you make over $100,000 a year, you don't longer pay into it. And that blew a hole in it, too. And don't forget, Reagan passed the first amnesty. You know, the whole conservative movement has basically been anti-working, man. I mean, as far as it's against minimum wage, it's against Social Security. You know, it's for it. They pretend like they're against illegal immigration, but they always stab you in the back. You know, you always get a Paul Ryan, a John McCain, Lindsey Graham. They're always in there making sure that nothing ever really happens on immigration, except more immigration, because they want to go back basically the slave plantation mentality. Is there, if you get rid of Social Security, get rid of the minimum wage, and have a flood of immigrants in, it's just going to be a third world like Mexico, basically. So, you know, that's, but anyway, but the Democrats, on the other hand, just blame everything on the white man, and they're for open borders lately, too. And they're, you know, I think they haven't been for working people either. They're for the same oligarchs. So it's just, they're both doing the same thing, I guess is my main point. And it's an oligarchy.
What was your main point? Well, you're right. They're both doing the same thing because this whole Republican versus Democrat, red versus blue, is an illusion that is designed to give the American people the impression they still have some kind of choice moving forward. But the reality is we are an oligarchy. We're no longer a capitalist society. We've gone fascist. And this whole circus of red versus blue. I mean, just look at the quality of the people they have as candidates, you know, to be the puppets in the Oval Office. And Biden being a good example of that. It's ridiculous. It's all for show to convince ordinary Americans that by going to a voting booth, they still have some control over the future course of this nation. And unfortunately, those days are long gone.
Exactly. And I voted for Trump, and I thought a lot of us did because he was more populist. You know, he wanted to actually pretend like he was for. He didn't want to get rid of Social Security, is what he said, and he wanted to. And he was talking in terms of wages, like, hey, if we stop immigration,
okay, well, Dan, we're going to have to let you go. I got to take a break for commercials, and I got a raft full of phone calls I need to get through before the Lady Claire. So we'll be back after these few words.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here. We've got three more callers that we need to get through before the lovely Lady Claire. But before we take those calls, got an interesting little email here I want to read to you. Had my new neighbors over last night for cocktails. Both are in government. One is with the post office and the other is in the prison system. Not a convict, a guard. Had the opportunity last night to talk about Jeffrey Epstein. The prison guard's response, quote, "It is common knowledge in the prison system that the CIA came in and told the guards to go take a break. Epstein was taken out of the prison. He is very much alive. Those in the prison system, employees, know the truth. Epstein is alive." So just cogitate on that one for a while. Back to the phones to Gil in Arizona. Hello, Gil. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, long-time listener. I don't call in very often because I guess my 80 years of age does not allow me to articulate the politics I'd like to, but you've got some great callers. Peter made a great suggestion, and I believe you're going to go with it. As far as the news for the first hour, referring to Dustin in New Jersey, he's a great caller, and so is Tom and Peter and all those guys. However, I think Dustin's missing a point. I don't surf the internet. I've got a Wi-Fi radio that's battery operated, and I carry it around the house from room to room and listen to the news while I'm cleaning house or doing whatever. And when I go next door to my shop, I've got an Alexa, and I listen to your show. So we don't all look at, you know, Zero Hedge or whatever for the news. So I like your perspective on the news for the first hour. And the callers are great, but, you know, I really do think that I'd like to hear the news first because I really don't go to the mainstream media. And, you know, it's just a great idea that you're going to go with the first hour with no calls, so I'll probably won't call in again. But anyway, one of the other things I wanted to ask you, since this is my last opportunity, I had sent you some Palestinian stamps. And,
oh, I've got those.
One of the things that, yeah, I know you did, and I appreciate your very kind response. The other thing that I didn't know whether you knew this or not, my dad had given me his stamp collection when I was 13 years old in 1953. And also included was some, which I never realized until I looked at my old stamp collection, there were some Hawaii stamps, Hawaii-issued stamps before it became a state. And I thought you might find that interesting.
You may want to take a very careful look at those because some of those things are worth huge amounts of money.
Really?
Really?
Well, I will. I've got, you know, worldwide stamps. Unfortunately, I didn't have many Palestinian stamps, but I do have Hawaii stamps, and I at my age, money isn't going to mean a whole lot. But in any case, I'll look at them, and if I have them, if you're interested in them, I'd be glad to send them to you.
Well, I appreciate that, and if one of them's worth a lot of money, I don't care how old you are, I'll send half the money back.
Well, no, I wouldn't want that, but I hear the music, and thanks a lot. Enjoy your show, and stay with the first hour, news only. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We got to take a break for station identification. We have two callers waiting on the line, followed by the lovely Lady Claire.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.